bringing it back to Rosie on the House here. Thank you for tuning in. You know, we're talking about backup electrical power for your home under the big heading of rural living. But actually, we've spent a lot of time in the last half hour talking about urban supply at your home that may already be plumbed with natural gas. It's a fact that more than half of the major U.S. power outages from 2000 to 2016 were caused by natural hazards like hurricanes, heat waves, wildfires. Now, according to research reported in July 2018, that's the facts. We're very fortunate here in Arizona that we only have a couple natural hazards that regularly occur that we need to be worried about, and they're very seasonal. And we're in one of those seasons now. Call it the monsoon season. This is when you're going to get the great majority of your electrical power outages on the desert floor.
And I haven't followed it close enough. I think all of our fires so far have been in areas we don't have transmission lines. But, you know, in the APS grid room, you know, they monitor those fires constantly because, you know, what happens if a wildfire sweeps underneath one of your power lines? That's a huge, huge issue.
Carefree Cave Creek can talk all about that with the fire they had there 3 weeks ago. Just as one example, as well as Pumpkin Center and everybody else up at Roosevelt, you know, same situation. Oh, man. So we're here with Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric, a Rosie certified electrical contractor serving the greater Phoenix area. Now, we're talking rural living, Randy. How far out will you go to assess a generator installation?
We go as far as Sedona, Prescott. We'll go, you know, east, Casa Grande, Eloy.
Okay.
We'll go west, as far as Yuma, Chino Valley.
Well, I'm glad I asked. Now, how would people get a hold of you or someone at Fox Valley?
You can call the phone number 623-587-7370.
Let them know you heard Randy on the show Saturday morning and you want to get an assessment of just what backup power could cost. You are a certified Rosie contractor. You're also a certified Kohler generator installer. And Andrew, that's kind of important in Kohler's mind.
Yes. So you definitely want someone Kohler certified to be assessing the installation of any Kohler generator. And what that does is it basically starts your warranty period. So Kohler's looking for a checklist to come back saying that, you know, this generator install meets this criteria and that the inspection was performed by a Kohler certified technician. So they see Fox Valley, they say, okay, check. And then they look at what has been done. They say, okay, we have this system registered for whatever the warranty is that applies to that particular system.
Now, you said we're here for the homeowner, and our number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. I don't know that we'll get to any calls on air because we've got so many talking points and questions yet. So text might be better for this hour, 411-923, or email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you've got a question that we haven't hit on. When we're looking at these generators, and so we've already established, you know, it's $4,000 to $5,000 for your typical average size of 14 kilowatt hour, 14 to 20. There's obviously, once we get on site, when we get the placement and of where the actual generator is going to go, then we can estimate the cost because you've got to run electricity to the meter. Do you have to get APS or SRP or TEP, whoever your power company is, out to hook up to the meter?
It depends on the situation. So a lot of homes that there's an all-in-one service, if you know what that is, it's where the box and the meter and the panel and all the breakers are all in one box. Oftentimes that has to be replaced because we need to come from the meter to a transfer switch to the panel. And so sometimes that'll have to be rebuilt. In that case, yeah, we're going to get the power company involved, get a designer out there, meet with them, make sure that everything we're doing is in line with what they would want. We also get, obviously, city or county permits and inspections and everything.
And do they have to shut the power off to that house when the install is going in, or can you hook all this up with the power still being supplied?
Typically, there will be a short outage. Less than a day. So we do a lot of as much upfront work as we can, and then we schedule the outage for it to be, you know, less than an 8-hour day, back up and operational.
Nice.
Now, once they're installed, I know at hospitals and the grocery distributors and the beverage distributors out in the West Valley, their generators are actually run a certain amount of time every week, so that when they are required, they've got a high probability of kicking in. These residential units, do I need to go out and just kind of put the auto switch on and turn it on and run it 1 hour a week?
You don't. That gets all pre-programmed. So they call that exercising the generator, so that it'll always be ready. And that's pre-programmed. So it'll do this thing automatically, and you can set it up to do it while you're not home, while you're at work, or, you know, whenever it's convenient, not as obtrusive.
Well, I'm a big fan of our electrical supply companies. I really am. APS, SRP, they do a fabulous job. But I'm telling you that for everybody that gets one of these installed, when they see what they're paying per kilowatt to fire into their house, these second emergency supply generators could very well become primary supply generators. Are they capable of doing that?
Yeah, I mean, they could run for, you know, long periods of time, and Kohler designed them to be that way because the engine that's used specifically in the 14 and 20 is being used in ride-on mowers, a lot of turf equipment, so that's built for the harsh environment. So now you have this generator that maybe runs 20 hours a year. It's going to do that no problem. So you have an extended outage, it's not going to blink. It's not going to phase it at all.
You start providing power residentially at under 10 cents a kilowatt, You're gonna be a competitor to the solar industry.
I hope so.
Well, and it can even be a compliment to each other.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely.
We see that quite a bit. So. Yeah.
Now, okay, so it has an automatic brain that exercises itself a certain amount of time just to, and if for some reason that exercise, if it pulls a muscle during that exercise, You're alerted somehow?
Yes, it's gonna send a code, and we'll know about that. The homeowner will know about that as well.
Okay, so the chance that there is a problem then can be addressed. And what other than that? What's the ongoing maintenance of one of these units that could sit for 2 years and never even be asked to come on, and then a catastrophic event hits and we need it now? What do we have to do? What's the maintenance of these units?
So typically what we see is, you know, quarterly inspections to be done. So you'll want to check the fluids, make sure there's no faults. Annually you do the oil and filter change, you know, whether it's run or not, you just, you know, it's preventative maintenance, right? So you don't want this thing to go down. So people might think it's excessive, but I'd rather be prepared, especially for how low cost it is to service it. Just why not?
When you, my mind went to this before you said lawn equipment, but I was picturing it kind of like my lawnmower. You know, when there's times we're not using it for several months, just depending on what kind of grass we have. But I'll go out and I'll put in, you know, 4 ounces of gas, start it up, and just let it run till it runs out of gas because I don't want that gas to get old and gunky in there. But you let that sit a whole season and come back to start it, man, you crank it forever and you start it and there's dust flying off the engine and it's choking for the first five minutes you're pushing around sputtering and the filters always need to be changed. It, you know, it's sitting outside. It needs a little bit of attention. But you, Randy, had said something. It says it sends a signal. So are we hooking up a data line to it as well?
Yes, it has a data line. And in fact, it reports its condition and its health at all times. So,
and does that come on an app? Does that come in an email? How is that received by the homeowner?
So, yes, there is an app in the iOS store, Apple store, and Android. So basically anything that's going on with the generator, it'll tell you. It'll tell you if it's on utility power, has your generator started, what the amperage is. I mean, it's going to give you quite a bit of detail. But also if it's exercising or if there's an alarm. If it's just sitting there, the battery's going low. I mean, it's pretty high visibility. So if you have cell phone reception, you're going to know what's going on with your generator. Oh,
I've seen people spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to save $20 off their summer bill. I know we're talking about this in a sense of having backup power for outages, but I know people are going to be looking at this as a way to play the energy game. But
I have a first grade question, but go ahead.
How many hours? I'm assuming that this is regulated in hours. How many hours on a warranty does it?
So standard warranty on Kohler Residential is going to be a 5-year or 2,000-hour warranty, whichever comes first. So
that doesn't mean it's going to be done then. That's just the warranty coverage.
Yeah, that's just the warranty coverage. So if something does go wrong, it'll be covered as far as replacement control, the labor. I mean, there are limits to it, but.
So 2,000 hours, and on demand is 5 hours a day?
Yeah, so with APS.
So that'd give you 400 days, just over a year on the warranty if you're using it to run on demand?
Year round. Chances are you're only going to use it
in the summer. In the summer. Right, yeah, right. From May, so June, July, August.
Chances are you'll hit your 5 years.
Before your hours.
Yeah. And there's different applications too. So we have off-grid warranties as well. Well, that's a 18-month, 1,000-hour because it is continuous running. So that's a different ball game there as far as coverage. So
now, the most reliable time I ever scare my wife is when I get out my red toolbox. Because my red toolbox has a voltmeter in it, a voltage tester, a wire stripper, and that's about the summation of all my electric tools except for the arced out screwdrivers I have. When I get my electrical toolbox out, she loads up all the kids, all the pets, the goldfish, and just goes and parks in the emergency room at the hospital, waits for me to show up. But when I get back, I have a couple first grade questions I want to ask y'all about electricity. When we rate a generator at 8 kW, 14 kW, 20 kW, what does that really mean and what will that really run? I know when my air conditioner kicks on, when my one air conditioner kicks on, my little meter tells me she draws about 7 kilowatt to get started, and then she'll calm down to about 2.5 or 3. When the second one kicks on, same thing, she'll jump up to 7 or 8. So I want to talk a little bit about what these size generators can be expected to do and not do when we get back with Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric.